Side two. Are you recording as well?
Yeah,
Okay,
I thought
good.
I might be because we've had quite a few reports lately of unless both parties record, I know that actually major hosts have had their recordings taken down. So
really?
It's yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is it happened three times straight with the host of You Are Free TV when she was recording Patty Greer.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
We'll see what happens here.
Okay, good.
I'm going to throw a question out at you. It's a little bit off topic, but we can go however you want to go. I'm real
yeah.
flexible. Do you think the globalists want to start another world war?
Oh, of course. That's their strategy, and that's been their declared strategy since Albert Pike. And he's really just the porch brethren for the Sanhedrin, that is the secret Zionist government that operate according to the protocols of the secret Sanhedrin government that are called, in order to discredit them, the protocols of the Elders of Zion. But the Elders of Zion are more properly called the Sanhedrin, and they're mentioned even in the New Testament as those legally responsible for executing Jesus. And we at Exopolitics TV have done an interview with hermeneutist Peter Kling, an expert in biblical prophecy, in which we point out, and this is based on leaks from some of the Dead Sea Scrolls that are now held under such tight guard by the Mossad in Israel that they're held under poisonous gas.
Really?
Guard and armed guards, that Jesus was really executed because he was what you could call an extraterrestrial disclosure activist. And as Peter points out, both the Old and the New Testament are really extraterrestrial disclosure documents. And the Sanhedrin, that is the secret Zionist government, along with other suppressors of humankind, within which they are in league as part of the Saturn moon complex. That's why the Jewish holiday is from Friday night to Saturday night. The Sabbath is Saturn day. It's not Sunday. Is in furtherance of the Saturn moon complex, which is the stronghold of all the mind controllers of humanity, including the crypto terrestrials, the coneheads, the Draco reptilians, the Anunnaki reptilians, and the Orion Greys. All of whom have secret agreements with the U.S. Going back to 1933 with Roosevelt, 1947-48 with Truman, 1954 with Eisenhower, and the Tainan Treaty with Bush 1, George H.W. Bush. And on the Third Reich side in 1937, the Orion Greys concluded a similar treaty fronting for the Draco reptilians and Anunnaki reptilians with the Third Reich. However, we all know that it was the Sanhedrin that made up secret agreements. And in fact, through Fritz Thyssen and the Skull and Bones finance Hitler, through the Rockefeller Rothschild interests, and set up the the Holocaust and then set up Israel as a phony Holocaust state in order to trigger World War III. So these are all Masonic. And when we say Masonic, the Sanhedrin, in league with the Anunnaki and other deceptive crypto terrestrials and archonic influences, by our research, have been setting up the program of World War I, World War II, World War III as a millennial depopulation cycle to oppress humanity and also to keep Earth out of the column of the universe governance, which sent its early reclaimer, what the Urantia book says is a paradise son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, the incarnation of a divine paradise son of God, that is a very high soul emanation of kind of the source of all things, in a way more than your and my soul, which are, you know, we're holographic fragments of God, as we discussed in previous programs, based on the science that we've discovered in our book, The Dimensional Ecology of the Omniverse. However, I think now that we're coming to a culmination of this, and essentially we have, by our judgment, and it's an article that we published today, where we have the major powers that have signed but have not ratified the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, which prohibit genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. And those are the United States, Israel, Russia, and China. Those are the four main spacefaring nations. Those are the nations that are nuclear powers. Those are the nations that have secret agreements with malevolent and manipulatory extraterrestrials and crypto terrestrials in terms of the Draco reptilians, the Orion Greys, and the Anunnaki reptilians have not ratified that treaty, unlike 118 other nations that have ratified it, meaning that they can try war crimes wherever they occur in their national courts. And that includes Canada, the United Kingdom, Argentina, Chile. In fact, the way that Chile got the extradition of General Pinochet, who was a fascist dictator, was to sue in British courts under the International Criminal Court and got the extradition. It's only the United States, Israel, Russia, and China that collude with each other as the major global war-making countries, in collusion with the Fourth Reich and the Draco reptilians and the other manipulatory extraterrestrials who are based in Antarctica, to keep the planetary hostage through the German secret high command and Fourth Reich government of occupation, and keep this planet as a harvest planet for the Dracos under these treaties, for as a pedo criminal. And that's why we sent you that article, because Donald Trump is actually a front man for the Fourth Reich.
Oh, that's interesting.
Nazi army of occupation. He actually used to sleep, and his wife testified to this, his wife that he raped, his first wife. And this came out in the divorce papers. He slept with a copy of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf on his bedstand, you know, probably thinking about those speeches. And, you know, he has kind of that. And in many of his early speeches in the 2015-2016 campaign, he was evoking a lot of the Munich beer hall speeches and all of that in Hitler's early campaign. So he probably drew them from Mein Kampf and adapted them to the American political landscape. These are my opinions as, you know, an American Canadian, a North American, and as a world citizen, but I can read, and I'm a German American. I think you are also. My family immigrated from Germany in the early 1700s and settled in Louisiana. But unlike Donald Trump, whose grandfather fled the draft in Austria and went on to found and made his money in the houses of prostitution. He had the best houses in prostitution in the Yukon, where he fleeced all of the miners. Then he tried to go back to Austria, and they wouldn't admit him there because he was a draft dodger. So they said, take your millions and go back to the United States. So he founded a real estate empire in New York that discriminated against African Americans. And then, which his father, Fred Trump, continued, and Donald Trump continued that discrimination and then got into league with Resorts International, which is a Mossad and CIA front, which is how they're in the casino business, laundering money, laundering drug money, because we know from Dope Inc., the 750-page book that you can get for free at exopolitics.com, that they're in league with the British Crown, the CIA, and Dope Inc. That's what the Vietnam War was all about, was exporting heroin and opium from the Golden Triangle back in the body bags of dead American soldiers, or 50,000 dead American soldiers in Vietnam. And I know that because Pan American Airways had that contract, and I worked for Cleary Gottlieb Steen and Hamilton in New York, the world's largest international law firm at the time. And they had the contract with Pan American Airways for the body bags. And I was on that contract, and that's what forced me to leave Wall Street, because I found it morally reprehensible. So I've been on this case now for over 40 years. So I know that this is part of the Nazi takeover. They murdered John F. Kennedy. They took over after World War II. It was Nazi flying saucers that overflew the White House in 1947-48, forced a capitulation under Truman after they whipped the U.S. Navy going down there with a fleet, and they whipped them with the Nazi flying saucers. So the Earth has been run from Antarctica and from their moon base and from their Mars bases. And we humans now have to rise up because they're exterminating us. So that's kind of my introductory response, Mark, to a fellow German-American. I mean, if anybody, you should know.
Right, right. So I've heard a lot of rumors about the Antarctic melting, and there's, you know, ruins being seen and even extraterrestrial craft being seen down there. Is this all rumor, or is there any truth to this?
No, I think that there's truth, and not only that, I think it's part of the depopulation agenda, and the world, you know, the Russian, Chinese, Israel, United States, Fourth Reich, Arctic conspiracy to depopulate us all. And that's what I think it is. And that's why you had Putin, who's part of this conspiracy, send the Russian Orthodox Patriarch, who went by way of Cuba, where I grew up until I was 18 years old, where in my household, Fidel Castro used to come for Sunday dinner at my grandmother's because he played basketball with one of my uncles at the Jesuit school, where one of my other uncles was a Jesuit priest who later became the deputy black pope under Arrupe, who tried to assassinate Pope John Paul II, the white pope, and that's why they fired him. That's why they fired Arrupe, that particular black pope. So we have a Jesuit pope now who went down to Cuba. And by the way, there are secret tunnels from Cuba, which is built over Atlantis, over the ruins of Atlantis. Mm. The Edgar Cayce talked about it. You can read it in my book, The Age of Cataclysm, which is available at universebooks.com now. Very reasonable prices, starting at about $2.
$2?
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap.
We have put our ebooks on sale. They start at $2.22, and you can read right there between Bimini and Cuba is the ruins of Atlantis. It's all cities, and it's all tunnels, and they tunneled up. The Nazi headquarters went up through the inner earth tunnels, up through Patagonia, up through the Inca land, up through Central America, down under the Caribbean, and then up through into Cuba. And Fidel Castro's, quote, communist government, all the communist governments are just fronts for the Nazis and for the Fourth Reich. This is a total mind manipulation on humanity to keep us all at war and killing each other and making our product war, disease, crime, and poverty. It's all the German DVD, the secret Nazi government of occupation. And that's why Kennedy's dead. The United States doesn't work. You have a German-American pervert, sexual pervert, and serial rapist, and Russian mobster. Trump Tower was the headquarters of the Russian mob for the last 20 years. Trump was given Marjorie Merriweather's post, landmark home in Palm Beach. My family used to live in West Palm Beach. I used to go to Palm Beach quite a bit, so I knew a lot. I had a lot of friends there. In fact, my friend and I, Tim Killen, we used to go sailing in Lake Worth in his sailboat, and we almost bumped in once into the Honey Fitz with Jack Kennedy on the back deck in red shorts, waving at us.
Wow.
We were like denizens down in that area. Everybody knows that the CIA, and it's a matter of record in a long New Yorker article, that the CIA gave Marjorie Merriweather Post's mansion that was worth $150 million to Donald Trump for $6 million. Why? Because he was pre-identified as a Nazi future U.S. president. And they gave it to him as a scenario so he could schmooze and do his deals with, you know, the president for life, President Xi of China, who's part of the Nazis. Chairman Mao was an operative of Skull and Bones. I'm a graduate of Yale and Yale Law School. My father was in the class of 1938 at Yale, a year ahead of George H.W. Bush. My ancestors were among those who founded the Yale School of Divinity, We are from the light-oriented side of Yale. Skull and Bones was founded in 1776, not in 1832, as they claim, out of a German occult society. That's all cover story. It was founded in 1776 as the second chapter of the Illuminati by Adam Wyckoff, a Jesuit out of Bavaria, which is the Rothschilds' headquarters, and it was founded in 1776 in order to infiltrate the newly declared independent American Revolution in 1776 and to pervert it to the Illuminati's desires. And that's why they chose George Washington, because they thought he looked like a Rothschild. These are the undercurrents. I mean, Jay Parker, our colleague, says that there are 40 million multi-generational satanics from satanic families in the United States. This is that strain in the United States. It's like a chiaroscuro country, light among the darkness. You have, it's almost like 50-50. You have the satanic United States, and then you have the light America. And we're now living out that drama, and Donald Trump is a puppet of the Nazis, of the Fourth Reich, and it goes straight down to him. And we have some excellent lengthy quotes. I have been on the phone almost daily with one of our heroes who has been almost killed in the 2016 campaign by the Nazis and by their infiltration. We call it the Chronogarchy, by their infiltration of the Project Pegasus, the secret time travel program, and their presidential pre-identification program, so that they would know, along with the U.S. government, who the future U.S. presidents were, and then they went ahead and groomed them and co-opted them. Well, Andy Bishago, his life story is amazing, was a childhood participant in these time travel programs. And in 1971, his father, Raymond F. Bishago, was a consultant to DARPA, CIA, and brought Andy in as a childhood participant, basically because the Martians asked for him. And that is because the CIA and the Martian human government, the Martians that live underground, since the last Martian war, which occurred, the Martian reptilian AI war, because Mars was destroyed in a nuclear cataclysm. There's different dates on it, either 70,000 years ago or 700,000 years ago, at the same time that what's now the asteroid belt and was called the planet Tiamat was destroyed in a nuclear war between the humans and the reptilians that were fighting over it. And what some experts say was that Mars was a verdant planet like Earth, and it was just destroyed. And this was actually an interview that we had with an elected British official who stated on Exopolitics TV that it was the Pleiadian humans that destroyed Mars with a nuclear weapon, because the reptilians were going to take over Mars, and they had to do that in order to form a defense perimeter around Earth so that the reptilians wouldn't completely overtake this solar system. So in terms of the reptilian-human war, which started in Lyra, This is what Len Kasten talks about. We're going to be fellow speakers with him at a conference in October. It's Len Kasten, Laura Eisenhower, myself, and others, because we're getting into the deep exopolitics of this, which starts with a reptilian expansion in our galaxy from Draco, and they launch out into the galaxy. This is kind of the genesis of what we have been told in the Star Wars movies. And they go to Lyra, which is where the human species was born. And humans are very, you know, we're kind of like easy, you know, we really are sort of live and let live. That's our basic. But the reptilians came in. We had a fierce war there, and it caused a diaspora of the humans throughout the galaxy because we were almost destroyed there. And the humans that you find here on Earth, we're part of the diaspora from the Star Wars that occur by the reptilian attacks on Lyra. And so we are here with our backs against the wall. You can listen to our interviews with Len Kasten at Exopolitics TV or at newsinsideout.com. And the last great war was that the Pleiadians sent what they call Atlans, which were the human volunteers, which occupied Atlantis. And they had all mammalian brains. They had just a mammalian brain and a neocortex, which is rational. They didn't have a tripartite brain like we Homo sapiens have. We have a reptilian brain, a mammalian brain, and then a neocortex for all of our rational stuff. And that's a compromise which came out of the reptilian-human war of 12,500 years ago, which was the great planetary catastrophe, which was really the reptilian-human war. It was Mu versus Atlantis, and Mu was occupied by the reptilians. And what came out of there was a peace treaty with a compromised race, which was the Homo sapiens, which the reptilians insisted we would have a reptilian brain so that they could access us and have some influence on the surface, which is why we still have a planet of war, disease, crime, and poverty on the surface, because the reptilians can manipulate most of the young souls incarnating here through fear, false flags, and, you know, all kinds of interceptions in the dimensional ecology, and by, you know, bringing up people like Trump that goes, bomb, you know, and our reptilian brain reacts, and that's why they've been able through occult means to get us into two world wars, but they're not going to get us into a third, because now, through the power of divine intervention, I believe, and I believe that a good case can be made for that. Some people call it ascension. Other people call it divine intervention. It's really a combination of both. It's where the upper dimensional, divine-souled, light-oriented human extraterrestrials of the Regional Galactic Governance Council, the Alpha Centaurians, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, and others are really, you know, humans are waking up and they're asking for an intervention against the reptilian Sanhedrin, because if you have to look at the Sanhedrin, and this is not racism, this is not anti-Semitism, because the Semites are the Palestinians. And I was a judge of the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal in that trial, where Israel was adjudged a war criminal for the occupation of Palestine through war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity in 1947 and 1948. They are a serpentine race. They are a hybrid race of the Anunnaki reptilians, and they worship Saturn. And that's why their day of worship is Saturn Day and not Sunday. These are deep things. Does that mean all Jews are bad? No, it doesn't. But it means that there's a whole hefty part of their institutional infrastructure that's dedicated towards Satanalia, Satan, Lucifer, and the Lucifer rebellion and war and all of that. And so that's why we law-abiding souls and law-abiding citizens have to get together and do what Princess Diana did in 1997 and gave her life for it. She started a treaty conference which got rid of landmines that were just blowing all the children up. There were 97,000 landmines embedded in Mozambique alone, just blowing up children. And that was successful. That got started in Ottawa. So as you know, because we sent you all of the papers, we now have a whole list of conveners that have launched a World Treaty Conference to ban neurotech weapons, which are everything from directed energy weapons, scalar weapons, pulsar weapons, chemtrail weapons, extraterrestrial weapons, AI, archonic weapons, draconian weapons, like the AI weapon and remote weapon that we think was used 2 days ago. And I spoke about this on Press TV out of Tehran yesterday. They even called me yesterday because of the anomalous van attack that took place that killed 9 people. And, you know, many, many injured, that took place by a guy who was completely, you know, balanced. And we think it was an advanced weapon, and it took place in a Jewish business district. They were trying to, they're using these. And what we think it might be, it could be, is what the CIA exopoliticians like Grant Cameron, who's now coming to Vancouver on June 20th with the, quote, architects for a new paradigm with the general counsel for the Jesuits, Daniel Sheehan and others, allied with Gaia.com, who is headed up by Jirka Rysavy, who emigrated in 1988 from communist Czechoslovakia suddenly to walk in and become the CEO of the top grossing office supply companies. And the year after, my co-host and I co-hosted the Harmonic Convergence radio program out of the Boulder, Colorado National Public Radio program with Jose Arguelles, who since has been suicided, and other eminences. In 1988, this communist Satanist, because we have proof that he gave $3 million to another Satanist, waltzes in, becomes CEO of the highest grossing office supply company corporation in the United States, and founds Gaia.com, the kind of the Time Inc. Or HBO of multi-dimensional corporations that has Hollywood Illuminati, directors on its board, and that we have documented based on hundreds of cases. Now they are using directed energy weapons against selected speakers, staff, and attendees at UFO conferences, to where February of this year, there were 3 deaths and hundreds of serious hospitalizations. I have a certificate from the Harvard School of Public Health. And in my judgment, this rises to the level of an epidemic, a public epidemic. And I believe that this is all being puppeteered by the Nazi global secret government out of Antarctica, their bases on the moon and on Mars, through their faces, governments, in the non-ratifiers of the International Criminal Court Treaty, the Rome Statute, namely, to wit, the United States of America, Israel, Russia, and China. Jacques Hughes in the famous words.
Well, sorry to interrupt you. Let me interrupt you quickly here.
Yeah, please.
You really piqued my interest there with Gaia TV. Would you be willing to comment at all on Corey Good and David Wilcox?
Look, that's a very deep subject because I was the keynote speaker at the 100th anniversary of Edgar Casey's birth in St. John the Divine Cathedral in New York. My first book, The Age of Cataclysm, was based on the Edgar Casey readings. Mm-hmm. And I met with Charles Thomas Casey, Edgar Casey's grandson, down at Virginia Beach. And I've had intimate conversations with Winfrey, who together with David Wilcock wrote the book, holding, you know, with a rigorous argument that David Wilcock is the reincarnation of Edgar Casey. And Edgar Casey, according to that logic, is a reincarnation of Ra-Ta, you know, and all these eminent planetary poobahs, right? So who am I going to go out? And the same thing with Corey Good. I mean, you know, I was taken up in what I thought was or think was or thought was in 1973, missing time experiences where I was, you know, abducted along with in 73 by the same ETs that Jimmy Carter was abducted in 69 that ended up with me being his, just a couple of years later, the director of his White House 1977 extraterrestrial communication project that then George H.W. Bush sabotaged by making a deal with the Iranians in the 1980 election so they wouldn't let out the hostages. And then they had the CIA sabotage Jimmy Carter's army helicopters that were on the way to free the hostages. You know, this is really, really deep. So, and Corey Good, I heard stories through the grapevine that they're finally getting through, that some people, you know, some people up in the fifth to, because you're dealing with entities at the fifth to 11th dimension. I did an interview a couple of days ago with Sébastien Martin, who's a contactee. He's a Canadian of French origin who's a contactee. He lives here on Vancouver Island. And, you know, they're from the fifth to the 11th dimension. And the world coming back that's bubbling up to David Wilcock and Corey Good, he said, hey, guys, maybe they're kind of letting you in on some kind of holographic reality. And what I heard through the grapevine was that, in fact, this may be on their most recent videos, was that David and Corey are having kind of an inner dialogue. Say, hey, maybe we're being shown this kind of holographic dialogue that may not be totally real, that may be disinformational. So we're propagating interdimensional disinformational stuff because it's... We've been placed in this holographic reality, and we had some proof of this when I began interviewing the members such as Bernard Mendez, who was an advisor to President Richard Nixon, who was the president that was authorizing the all of the Project Pegasus time travel experiences that was in fact penetrated by all of these secret Nazi communist, you know, alphabet agencies, etc. What Bernard said is that the Greys create these holographic mini universes in space, and they can fool humans. And so they may have been taken to a, in fact, there's a specialized word for it, and they used to take NASA astronauts up there all the time. And Andy Bishago and Bernard Mendez have extended interviews on Exo University about this, and you can go to exouniversity.org and view these. So there's a lot of different science out there, and I heard through the grapevine that Corey Good said, hey, is copying to this and say, hey, maybe I have been going into these kind of, because he is what they call a MyLab victim. Victim, MyLab. You know, the words MyLab and victim to me go with MK Ultra and A, it's not real. And it's just, it's not the CIA doing the thing. It's the Greys and, you know, all these other creating these synthetic holographic realities that then they move humans through. Synthetic holodecks. And that's what we think they've been putting Corey Good and David Wilcock through, so that they're kind of a duo that is then broadcasting what they're experiencing in good faith, but it's essentially not real, and it's broadcast by Gaia, that is operated by Jerka Rysavy, that has Russian advanced tech in there, that we have people, we have actual Gaia TV people who pay $350 a month, where they sign up and they've gotten directed energy weaponed, where the man of the household contracted cancer when they were supposed to get spiritual vibes at their homes.
Wow.
They got cancer. And the woman went into terminal depression with suicidal thoughts. That's what Gaia TV is doing. So it's a front. It's a front for the Fourth Reich. And it's all of this is reductionism, and it reduces down to the Fourth Reich. Why? Because communism is a front for the Fourth Reich, for the Lucifer Rebellion, for Satanism. The Sanhedrin is a front for the Lucifer Rebellion, for Satanism. The People's Republic of China and, you know, Chinese communism and Mao. Mao was an intern at the Yale Hospital in China, funded by Skull and Bones, which was the second chapter of the Illuminati, which was Rothschild and Jesuit. That's what's going on. So we're in 2018. We're not going to be led by these memes and these kind of interdimensional stuff. And we're blowing them up in 2018. We're holding a treaty conference, and we're holding everybody accountable. So that's my response at this point.
Do you think Elon Musk plays a role in any of this?
I think Elon Musk has a lot to be accounted for, because he's running a scam. He's running a scam on Tesla. He is desecrating Tesla's name. There is nothing scalar about his convertible. Right. It's just batteries.
Exactly. Do you think they'll make it to the moon or Mars?
Look, he is running a propaganda PSYOP cover story for the secret Mars program, which exists and has existed since 1964. And what they have is a distraction where he's sending his pseudo Tesla scalar sports car to the Mars. It's a distraction for all of the yuppies that they're about to, you know, turn into robots with no souls in them if they don't wake up. That's what's going on. That's what Musk is all about, in my humble opinion.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think that we're at that point where Bob Dylan in that song said, you got to serve somebody.
Yeah.
At this point in the planetary unfoldment, you're either with one side or the other. You're either with the light and the divine, or you're with Saturn and you're trying to cover your rear end. And I think that that's it.
Do you think Hillary and Trump are serving the same people then?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. And look, their daughters hang out with each other and they all come out of the same industry, which is, you know, this high frequency computer trading industry that made them billionaires. Trump's daughter was Miss Mason. Miss Mason?
Wow.
Miss Mason?
That's a statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all fronts. These are all fake fronts. And Trump's racket is saying it's all fake fronts when he's a fake front.
Very interesting stuff. Do you think we recently saw Trump's second attack with the missile system. Do you think that there were any kind of gassing that really took place at all? I saw one of the videos and it looked like the doctor kind of winked before he fell down, and then one of the little boys that was supposed to be convulsing kind of opened his eyes and smiled for a minute, and then he closed his eyes again. So what are we seeing here? Another false flag, or what do you think?
Yeah, you know, here, I'll just quote here. I mean, if I can get to that place, the experts say that Santa reports, experts found neither toxic traces nor infected people in the Syrian city of Douma. This is sort of the conclusion that we have reached, and the context is this, is that there's a deep connection between the war industry and the pedo criminal industry, and they're two different branches of the sacrifice industry. And what planet Earth is, or has been, is a planetary sacrifice farm for humans, for Homo sapiens, and with elites that are manipulated by crypto terrestrials behind the scenes, where I would include the Sanhedrin Zionists, who I believe are a crypto-terrestrial. They are a hybrid with the Coneheads and the Anunnaki reptilians, and they worship Saturn. And that's what's true about the Sanhedrin Zionists, who were mandated to execute the Messiah. The Messiah already came and left. Okay, and he came, and he sort of defined the energy. Lucifer has already been executed. All you have to do is follow the Urantia book, get into it deeply. We have founded a new publication called The Jesus Times, and you can go there, and it brings everything up to date. And this was actually founded by my then wife and I, Anna Swadling, back in 1980 when we got back from Australia. And we went to a lot of high-powered people in Hollywood, some of whom were about whom full-length motion pictures have been made. These are household names. But if you go to the Jesus Times blog, you will see, you know, all of a sudden you see Bobby Dylan. And he's up there and says, you got to serve somebody, right? It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you got to serve somebody. Now, I was in Hollywood at the time. I came up from Puebla, Mexico, where I was down there as a journalist with White House credentials that Jody Powell, who was Jimmy Carter's White House secretary, personally gave me. I covered Jimmy Carter's visit to Mexico, where Leonard Bernstein came down and conducted the Mexico City Symphony in an incredible rendition of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, you know, dun, 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 dun. It's like fate. Dun, 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 dun. And in the middle of it, this Frenchman stood up and said, La mujer dormida debe dar a luz, which means in Spanish, sleeping woman will give birth, referring to sleeping woman volcano, kind of the female principal volcano. That's a counterpart to Popocatépetl. There are two volcanoes on the outskirts of Puebla, Mexico, and next to the Cholula Pyramid, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, pyramid in the world, which is the pyramid of Quetzalcoatl. And I spent 6 weeks in a closed spiritual enclave with Pope John Paul II, there in Puebla, within, you just look down and you see Popocatépetl and Iztaccíhuatl. And in 1982, a Mexican author had written a book called Sleeping Woman Will Give Birth, because there are enormous extraterrestrial cities under these volcanoes, and Mexico has a tremendous mission in the new era. And that's why Nazi puppet Donald Trump is pushing for a wall separating Mexico and the United States in order to wall Americans in when they bring in the final fascist extermination of the positive light souls of America, which is their plan under Operation Rex, when they try to divide the United States into 10 districts, which is one of the first plans that I heard when I came to Stanford Research Institute, SRI, as a futurist in the spring of 1977, because I had then-elect President Jimmy Carter in December of 1976, after his election, had sent a private emissary to me. All of this is recounted in my book Journey, available at universebooks.com. He sent a private emissary to me at the Carlyle Hotel saying that he wanted to be involved in the House Select Committee on Assassination because I had been called in as a consultant by Congressman Henry B. Gonzalez, who was the chairman that brought that into being. And together with the widow of Dr. Martin Luther King, we got that whole thing going because there's information that John F. Kennedy and Jimmy Carter are half-brothers because Jimmy Carter's father is actually Joseph Kennedy. So there's all this confluence. And then out of that, this emissary invited me to a dinner, a special dinner during the transition on Capitol Hill, where I met with Carter's inner circle, you know, J.C. and the 12 apostles, Jimmy Carter and the 12 apostles. I walked in there and they said, "You gonna work for Peanut?" It's kind of funny.
That's funny.
And it was there that I, you know, I really got, because then I began to integrate what I was seeing in 3D and what I had experienced during the ET abductions on the ships that Jimmy Carter, myself, and U.S. chrononaut and NASA astronaut on Mars, Andy Bashaga, who had been abducted and had been shown in those abductions, they had shown pictures of me being abducted. They showed that to Andy, who is an attorney, so that he could testify that he saw me aboard a ship, which he did so July 31st, 2017, in a UFO conference in Washington State, which you can see at Exopolitics TV. Now, so the stage has been set here. This is a stage which the entire universe is looking at, because this universe, we've had a rebellion. We had a rebellion in heaven with some highly developed angels called Lucifer, Satan, a whole bunch of angels who were rebel angels. And they got caught up in their egos and whatever. And that wreaked havoc in this quadrant of the universe, in this galaxy, which was already troubled because of the archonic situation that Laura Eisenhower has really talked about a great deal. So we're trying to, you know, settle down this quadrant. I mean, not we, but the exopolitical, the universe governance is trying to do it, the whole exopolitical process. And that is occurring now. And hopefully we will not have the third out of the three predicted world wars, because we had a nuclear war that blew up Tiamat. We had a nuclear war that blew up Mars, and we did a webinar with the people who, with the scribe who actually scribed down the Law of One, all of the Ra teachings. He actually wrote it down with Winfrey. We did that webinar, and we read out the Law of One reading on Tiamat. And what occurred there, because of the war between the reptilians and the humans, they blew up Tiamat 705,000 years ago. And because of that, 2 billion human souls went into abject terror. It took 100,000 years of the universe governance to come in and kind of untangle that knot of fear. And the 2 billion human souls were then brought over to Earth to incarnate. And so 2 billion of the 7 billion souls on Earth are actually refugee souls from the nuclear blow-up of Tiamat into the asteroid belt, that are now here on Earth in R&R and in recuperation, trying to gain, you know, a natural life through successive incarnations. And so in this now, the reptilians are continuing their war. The Luciferians and the Satanists, together with the Sanhedrin, that are part of that seed of Lucifer and Satan when they came down and mated with humans. And that's the problem. Well, but if they come to the light and come to God and repent, hey, there's no problem.
Well, Alfred, thanks for another wonderful program. Do you want to tell people about your websites, your radio shows, and conferences?
Yeah, sure. You know, people can come here to exopolitics.com, and we're actually multimedia. We have a video at exopolitics.tv. We have news at News Inside Out. We're starting up. We have live webinars on Facebook, and we'll be rolling out again Omniversity, which is online courses. We have many eminent professors, Laura Eisenhower, Andy Bishago, Kendra Jonas is doing a webinar on this Saturday, April 28th, on her new channel book, The Link. It's just awesome. So come and join us.
Sounds great. Alfred, have a great evening. Talk to you later.
Thanks so much.